These will be reported in detail in my book Convoluted Universe. That will be a book directed toward those who are ready and able to comprehend concepts and theories that make my poor brain feel like mush. I thought it would be better to combine these into one book for those who enjoy being challenged. Since this book deals with mostly UFO experiences and hints that there is much more, 453, it was 6 months later in July 1990 before I was able to. 454, the custodians behind them, I wanted to keep it focused in that direction. One thing I do want to include here pertained to the purple discoloration of Janice's hands after the three sessions in January. The answer came from the energy doctor I had spoken to before. D. The last time I worked with Janice, she had a definite physical change in the skin on the palms of her hands. Can you explain why that occurred? J. It occurred because the physical body had not adapted, probably, to the energy level at which she was operating. This was a circulatory system problem. D. The skin was so dark it was almost purple in certain areas on her hands. J. Yes, she was at a very, very high energy level. D. It was caused by the being speaking through her? Yes, I was aframe by her done to many sessions that day, and it caused something to happen. J. No, it would have happened anyway. Part of the problem was that her physical peak condition was not present. Actually, it had to do with the interaction of the energy that was flowing through the veins, in relation to the system of energy to which she was connected. D. Was there any way it could have caused harm, with the discoloration of the skin? J. We would not have allowed it. The being is too important. It will not occur again. She is at a different level of development now. This type of discoloration never occurred again while I worked with Janice. Also, in the later sessions she did not experience the heat fluctuations that had caused me concern in the earlier sessions. It appeared she had adjusted to working with these higher energies speaking through her body. Apparently this type of communication does have a noticeable physical effect on the body in some cases, but it also apparently does not cause permanent harm. It is a transitional phenomenon. The ultimate experience, 455. Another strange curiosity connected with this case occurred during this time. I always make copies of the tapes and send one to Lou and one to the subject, so there will always be other copies in existence. Normally I transcribe tapes that I intend to use within a few weeks after the session, so I will have a paper copy. I transcribed the first sessions that were conducted in 1989 and 1990. There were three more sessions in 1990 and one a year later in 1991. I always put the tapes I intend to transcribe in one place in my office, so they won't get mixed up with miscellaneous tapes. However, I couldn't find these last four tapes to transcribe them. I searched for them throughout my office each time I thought about them. I even asked Janice and Lou to send me their copies. Janice have never listened to any of her tapes and had misplaced them. And Lou said it would be quite a job to find his, since his office is very disorganized. I kept remembering the alien admonishing me that I could not be allowed to print any of this story until I had the complete picture. Did they have something to do with this? I was not ready to print it yet, I only wanted to transcribe the tapes. Mysteriously, the tapes remained missing for 5 years, while I was busy with other books and projects. They suddenly appeared in an obvious place on my desk in early 1996. It was a place where they were in plain sight, and could not possibly have been overlooked. At that time I had begun to compile the information from my files for this book. When the tapes mysteriously reappeared, I knew it was time for the information to come out. I had kept my promise and 8 years had passed since they asked for my silence in 1989. I will now include information from the last session I had with Janice in September 1991, which I call the ultimate experience. At the time I thought she went to a spacecraft, but after going over the transcripts of our sessions I wonder if she instead was at the underground base inside the mountain. Wherever it was, it is the location of schools that provide learning without parallel anywhere in the universe. I returned to Little Rock in September 1991 to have sessions with two cases of suspected UFO abduction. Lou and 456. The custodians, Jerry drove me to these and were witnesses. While there I also worked with Janice. At the time I did not suspect this would be the last time I would have a session with her. It was held at my friend Patsy's house again. Janice wanted to explore a strange event that had happened very recently in July 1991. At this time Janice was very happy because a man she had known several years before had come back into her life, and she was romantically involved with him. She felt as though she had finally found a kindred soul. Not wanting to frighten him away, she had not told him anything about the strange experiences that had plagued her. He was a military man, and she had gone to the town next to the military base to spend the weekend with him. They were in a motel and Ken had to get up very early the next morning to go back to the base. After he left, Janice fell back into a very deep sleep. A few hours later she was awakened by the maid knocking on the door, but she couldn't rouse herself enough to answer it. The next thing she knew, the maid had let herself into the room, and was screaming hysterically. This startled Janice awake, and she lay there watching all the lights in the room flashing erratically off and on until some of them exploded. This was what frightened the maid, and she ran screaming from the room. Thus, during this session we wanted to discover what had happened that night. I used Janice's keyword, and it worked perfectly even though we hadn't had any sessions for a year. I then counted her back to the night of the incident. When I transcribed this tape I heard a strange sound effect that was not audible at the time of the session. When I finished counting I heard something that sounded like a car ignition starting up, or more correctly, like a motorboat accelerating. It was loud, so it was not coming from outside. It sounded like it was right next to the microphone. It was obvious from the tape that I had not heard a real noise in the room, because I continued my instructions without interruption. Janice recounted the pleasant memories of that night. Then they both had fallen into a very deep sleep. The ultimate experience, 457. D. Did you sleep through the entire night? J. No, it was like I woke up. He woke up too, and we were talking. And we said, what happened? It was like I just got there. And he said, wow, it feels like we've been out of this world. We knew we were there in the physical, but we knew we were somewhere else in another way, because we could touch that other place somehow. It was really strange. I knew something had happened during the night, but I didn't know what. He had to get up because he had to leave at 4:30 in the morning to go back to the base, and he had difficulty getting awake. I was worried, because I knew he wasn't really back. And I thought, oh, my God. He has to go out and drive. Then when he went out the door, out in back of the motel there was this huge open field, and it was covered with fog. It wasn't anywhere else. It was really weird, because it was July and there was fog out there. I asked him how could he drive in that fog, and he said there wasn't any fog. He didn't see it. After he left I went back to bed and fell asleep immediately. It was like I knew I wasn't really going to sleep, I was going somewhere. And I was gone. Then it was morning. The maid opened the door, and she was yelling and yelling. I could hear her, but I couldn't move. I couldn't get my eyes open. She just stood there screaming. I was trying so hard to open my eyes, and it wouldn't work. When I finally opened them, all the lights were flashing. Oh, really fast. And I was so dizzy. The maid kept screaming. She didn't know what to do. Softly, it's okay. It's okay. And they kept flashing, until some of them exploded. And then they quit. D, let's go back to the night before, and you will find out what happened. Did the experience happen while Ken was there? J, some of it happened while Ken was there. D, let's go over that part. Tell me when it began. Were you asleep? J, smiling, we weren't asleep actually. It was right before being asleep. And we left together. 458. The custodians. D. What do you mean? J. I mean we left the motel. We went out to the ships. D. How did you do that? J. I don't know. We were just 1M. It was really fast. D. Did you go in your physical body? J. It seemed like we did. I could see his physical body. D. So you both left the room? Where was the ship? Jay, I don't know. We were just drifting, and then we were on it. Just swoosh. Really fast. D, all right. Tell me what you see. J, oh. We're happy we're there. We're not at all afraid. We went into the sacred room. D, what is the sacred room? J, pause, I'm not sure I can tell you that. D, you mean you're not allowed or what? J, a reverent tone, it's the highest room on the ship. You can't go into that room unless you're a spiritual teacher. It's a very special place. Not everybody goes there. D, did you to go there? J, yes. And we sat on special chairs. It's an awesome room. D, why is it awesome? J, because it's a. There was a long pause, then the voice changed. Someone else was speaking. Janice had been in awe, and this voice was unemotional. J, it's a replication of the future. D, of the future? J, yes, many things happen in this room that affect the spirituality of galaxies and planetary systems. Not just the Earth's planetary systems. So it's an awesome place to be. And it's a very sacred place. D, is it on every ship? J, no, just this one. D, is this a special type of ship because of that? J, yes. It's not like any of the others. The ultimate experience, 459. D, is this ship located in a special place? J, this ship is every place. It goes to all the galaxies, and all the universes. It's awesome. And different people come here. D, what is different about the people that come there? J, they have to have reached a certain level of development, or they don't ever come here. They must have a common purpose. Even though they have multi-purposes, there is one that brings them to this ship. And it's the ship of union. D, what else is different about the ship? J, the shape of the rooms. They're not square rooms. They're not like any rooms you've ever been in. They're many-sided, with eight sides. D, is there a reason for having eight sides? J, I don't know. D, are all the rooms in the ship the same way? J, there are four rooms that are the inner chambers, the interior, the center core of the ship, that have eight sides. And there are exterior rooms where people are taught. The exterior rooms are curved. They don't have sides. D, is this a large ship? J, oh, it's huge. It is. Oh, God, it is huge. D, are there many people on there? J, yes. There are many people, but they're not all there for the same purpose. And they don't go to the same rooms. D, what other purposes would they come for? J, some come for integration work. D, what does that mean? J, it means it's time for a change in their developmental level. And there has to be integration of physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, causal, astral. All the bodies. There is sometimes molecular reconstruction. Some people have fusion. Some people just go to class. Some people come to teach. Some people come to participate in other activities. D, what type of things are taught there? J, the mechanics of sound. The mechanics of light. The mechanics of energy. The mechanics of molecular, 460. The custodians, reconstruction. The mechanics of dematerialization. The mechanics of bilocation. The mechanics of parallel universes. The mechanics of time. The mechanics of space in relation to particle matter and energy. The mechanics of movement through time and space, and travel with relation to the light. Past light, past the speed of light. There are many more subjects that I can tell you. D, are the people in their physical bodies when they come to this place? J, some are, some are not. But you see, if you are in your physical body, that can change even after you're here, so it doesn't matter actually. If the students come in their physical body, most of them stay in their physical body. But the teachers and the avatars can change into energy, and they, in a sense, refuel. They revitalize and do much interaction and work that has to do with energy, and understanding how to bring it back into the physical and transmit it. To continue their work once they return. D, then even Earth people do this? J, well, Very few Earth people are actually Earth people. Earth people are taken to other ships, but there are Earth people who are not actually totally Earth people. They are Earth people, but have mastered areas and levels of development that cause them to function within themselves at the physical level, and at the same time function on multidimensional levels. They are not, in their Earth form, always necessarily aware of this in the beginning. But once they reach the interior rooms, they are aware of functioning within different molecular structures, and also interdimensional and interplanetary service. So it's past the normal UFO phenomenon when you are here. You're past that. D. Then when they bring this knowledge from the classes back to Earth, do they use it? J. It's used, in a manner of speaking, it becomes functional within them to carry a vibrational rate. And one of their most important missions is to maintain the vibrational rate, the ultimate experience, 461, they attain here or are exposed to here. That is integrated into their being when they return to Earth. They will use it at the proper time, and it will serve them in many ways in the future, as we go forward to the next century. D. These people don't remember this consciously, do they? J. There is a possibility it can be recalled into the conscious state, depending upon the structure of the being's brain. There are beings who can function in the physical and maintain a level of development that causes a reconfiguration to the point that functioning in the physical becomes so normal it's not apparent. When she broke off unexpectedly, something appeared to be happening. D. What's the matter? J. Janice was back. I think we're moving someplace. We're going now to some other room. It's not exactly a corridor. There are four rooms and they have eight sides, and you have to go through all four rooms. D. Do you walk from one room to the next? J. No. We didn't walk, but we're holding hands and we're moving. By thought we moved. D. What's in the next room? J. Actually the next room is a different sort of place. It's metallic, and we're going to be working in a different manner now in here. A sharp intake of breath. Oh, my goodness. Heavy breathing. D. What is it? J. We're just air. We just dematerialized right here. D. But you were solid in the other room. Is that what you mean? J. Oh, yeah. She was excited. It apparently was unexpected. D. And this room is for dematerialization. Would that be right? J. That's what happened. D. What's the purpose of that? J. I don't know. Well, now we're not separate people anymore. Heavy breathing, we're not separate people any. 462. The custodians, more. Excited laughter. Oh, my goodness. D. Can you explain what you mean? J. Stumbling and mumbling. She had difficulty even forming words. Phew. Oh, God. I'm so hot. I gave suggestions to cool her down. I'm burning up. D. What did you mean, that you were not separate people anymore? Did something happen in that room? J. Yeah, we entered, and then swoosh. We were just not separate people anymore. D. What were you? J. I don't know. You're just not people. Excited laugh. I knew as in, this part is mine, this part is yours, this part's mine, and this part's yours. But yet we're not separate people anymore. D. What do you mean? Parts over the room? J. Laugh. No, 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 no. There are no parts, there no. D. You were pointing. Chuckle. J. Oh. I'm sorry. I mean, we're not separate people. It's, he is here, I am here, we're both here, but we're one people. We're not even physical. We're not even solid. You can't touch. You can touch, but you can't touch. Chuckle. We're not separate people anymore. D. You mean you have fused together or what? J. Apparently we are. It's pure energy. There's no physical form here, but yet there is a form. There is a form, but there's not a physical form. But I know I'm me, and he knows he's him, but we know we're not. D. Will you maintain your personalities? J. Well, we are, but we're not. We're different. We are each other, but we are the same. Blended. During this sentence there was a low roaring on the tape, like a motor, which caused vibration in the microphone. A strange sound. Maybe energy? Jay, it's like, this molecule's his, this molecule's mine, this molecule's his, this molecule's mine, etc. I know that, he, the ultimate experience, 463, knows that, but in totality they're not ours. D, so you think blended might be a better word. But the way you were smiling, it seems to feel all right. J, oh, it's wonderful. It's really outstanding. It's just the most total harmony. That's what this is. Just pure. Oh. They're telling me now. It's an essence energy. D, essence energy? Note, essence energy, does this refer to the purest form? The earliest or original type? The God energy? J, it's energy. It's our energy. It's in their purest forms as they began. And this molecule's mine, this molecule's his, this molecule's mine, this molecule's his, but they're all our molecules. And they're light. They're spinning, and they're moving so fast it looks like a miniature galaxy. D, you said it was like air, but now you can see it as little points of light? J, yeah. Exactly. It just feels so good. D, but you still know that you're you. J, yeah, I know I'm me. And I know he's right here, and I'm me and he's him, but we're not separate. D, is that the purpose of this room? To show you how this is done, and what this feels like. J, yeah, because then you can move as one entity through space from here to other galaxies. Past any known galaxies. Past any known universes. You could move from this room in this state of being to anything, into anything, and never lose what you are as an essence. Because you could become anything you can conceive, at the same time. During this last sentence the strange noise of a motor again caused vibration and some distortion on the tape. D, what would be the purpose of that? J, to change certain structural energy patterns of solid materials. If the necessity arose to call forth that particular, 464, the custodian's action, then when you return to the physical you have the capability of doing that at a physical state, to a physical state, within a physical state, within a living or non-living object. D, then you don't require that room again to make it happen? J, not necessarily. You don't have to be in this room for it to happen, once you've experienced it. D, once you've experienced it you know how to do it? Is that what you mean? J, you know how to do it. That's not to say that you won't come back and re-experience this room. Because experiencing this room restructures the totality of the essence energy. Because it can become fractured in the physical. It never will dissipate, but it can be reconfigured. Because of interactions with different physicalness, the word. That's not a word. It's something like that. That's not quite the word. D, then do you go to another room after that? J, I don't know. Right now it's just spinning. It's actually as if you were out in space, and you are a galaxy spinning. D, and you're able to perceive the entirety of it all. Would that be right? J, exactly right. D, you would be unlimited then. J, oh, totally. There just aren't any limitations. You don't even know what that is. D, no restrictions. J, none in any form. Would this be similar to the body of God? In that he is everywhere at once? It has been said that we are molecules or cells of the body of God. And our final goal is to be reassembled or reintegrated into the total body or entity of our Creator. It was said that in the beginning we splintered off. Was it done by the same kind of process? Thus explaining to Janice how we are individual and yet one. Maybe this is as close as we can come to understanding the totality or complexity of God, and our role in, the ultimate experience, 465, his universe. D, is this the way the space people operate? J, these space people do. D, but not all of them? J, not all space people, but these space people. D, so different ones have different abilities? J, exactly. D, well, let's move ahead till that experience is over. And we can see what happens after that. J, a deep sigh, then an interjection, oh, my. view. Well, it feels funny. Laugh, oh, goodness. It's just so. Going back into your. It's like it's a. Confusion, just a movement. Just very fast. Just collecting your molecules. They move very fast. D, you mean you have to collect them back? J, well, it happens automatically, but it seems like that's the terminology. Collecting your molecules. No, collecting is not the word. Reassembling is the word. It's not collecting, but they come back together. D, do you think this room is like a machine or something? J, no. It has to do with the energy inside it. It has a vibrational rate that's maintained in it, so when you walk into it, it happens. It doesn't have to be a machine. It's because of the energy that you carry in relation to the energy that's in the room. The transformation takes place automatically without machines. Machines are only used at levels other than this. This is the highest level of this type of work. D. Then when you're ready, the molecules automatically come back together? J. It depends on the purpose of the visit to the room. There are many different purposes for which you come to this room. D. What would happen if somebody of a different vibration were to enter that room? Would it have the same effect? J. She didn't understand. What? Different in what? D. You were saying that when you enter the room, you're 466, the custodian's vibrational rate matches with the room's vibrational rate, and it causes this to happen automatically. Somewhere in here the voice became authoritative again, and it was obvious I was speaking to someone other than Janice, an entity who would be able to supply more detailed information. J, the room has multifaceted purposes, and people of vibrational rates that are different from Janice and can enter this room. So therefore you must understand that, if another vibrational rate would enter the room at the present vibrational rate, the body would disintegrate into nothingness, and never be recomposed. So you must understand that, a student could not enter at this vibrational rate. So the vibrational rate of the room would be adjusted before a student entered this room. Now in the case of Janice and Ken, you must understand that, they are at the master level. And they entered the room for a different purpose than a student enters the room. D. That's what I was wondering, if a person could dissipate and not get back together again. J. A very real question on your part, and a very intelligent question, I might add. D. Thank you. I'm always wanting to learn. But I wondered what would happen if the wrong type of person went in there. But they wouldn't even be allowed on the craft, would they? The wrong vibrational rate? J. Wrong as in. D. Negative or discordant. J. I think you do not realize where you are. Negativity is not even in the realm of possibilities within this ship. D. It didn't sound like it. But it is still a possibility of someone entering the room, and being. J. There is no possibility of that, because we are very much in control of the vibrational rate of this room. And not only that, the master level students are the only students that enter this room. Now we have master level students, and, the ultimate experience, 467, then we have masters. D. I see. Who am I speaking to? J. You are speaking to the person in charge of this room. D. I thank you for answering my questions, even though they do sound a little naive. J. They're very intelligent questions. D. Are you in charge of Alf rooms, or? J. No. I'm in charge of this room. I've been to school for many years to become adept at the vibrational rate adjustment. It is my ultimate job. I teach in this room. It is a purpose for which I am on this ship. D. It would take a lot of training and a lot of responsibility to make sure everything worked right. J. Actually, from where I come there is no training required, because we are, as you would use the word, born knowing these things. So it takes no training, and I actually was not trained to do this work. I was selected to be in charge of this room because of my abilities. D. Are you male or female, or do you have any sex? J. I am basically male, but I have female characteristics also. D. Can you tell me where you come from originally? J. I come from Xyla. She spelled it out to be sure it was correct, It is in an undiscovered galaxy your people are not aware of at this moment. D. We wouldn't be able to see it with our telescopes. No, are you humanoid? J. Yes, I am.